This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, engaging conversations. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Guardian Radio AM. Today is Tuesday and it is me having that open line Tuesday. That means you can call in. You can call in and talk about what you want to talk about. But of course, we have one or two things that we want to talk about. I have Aaron Green joining me today. But what is trending on social media? What is trending inside the news? The other day, I can tell a story because I have varying conclusions, feelings, emotions about that. The other day, in the Royal Bahamas Police Force, they were debating whether a recruit needs to have 5 BJCs, a ninth grade education. The comment was that perhaps you don't have all 5, right? But you have other qualities, skills that can replace the fifth or whatever type qualification. Of course, there was a slight uproar. We say, man, why can't they have 5? Why can't you develop the recruit to have a GED type certification? That's here, not there. The other day, we had the Defense Force recruitment exercise. And we had about 4 or 5 recruits, new recruits, who looked like they only 5 feet tall. And I said, but I remember when I wanted to join the Defense Force, and they said I had to be 5'8". And it knows me, know that I done grow. If I 5'6½", I tall, right? And I said, how come they rejected me? And I had all the BGCS, and even a degree, right? And they say I short. And now I'm watching people who look like Hobbit join the Defense Force. No shade on their behalf, because it's the institution. I want to know your comments on that. Are we diminishing the prerequisite? Mind you, the authority said that it's hard to find recruits for the Defense Force. It's hard to find recruits for the police force. They say they're desperate to find qualified Bahamians who are interested in joining the armed forces, the uniformed forces. So perhaps this is the result. This is the result of not having Bahamians being even interested in joining the uniformed forces. Perhaps we need to go back to start recruiting foreigners. We need foreigners to police us. because we don't have enough Bahamians who are interested in these type of jobs. And adding to that narrative, I see Erin Green staring at me, right? She's just staring at me. Adding to that narrative, I saw a picture of some brand new recruits, handsome men, right? Tall men. They look like they're 5'7", 5'8". They're tall. But they're having what I call street signs in the picture. And we all know what street signs is, right? When their fingers twist and turn, could mean anything. I don't know what these street signs. I am of a different generation. I'm of a different generation that street signs mean things. In the Bahamas, they say, man, they don't mean nothing. Kids tend to do that all the time. They like street hand signs, which coincidentally, when you do social media and you're seeing these young people who are victim of crime of the street, they too have pictures of street signs, right, in their social media profiles. And I want to know if there's any connection signs with crime, with social issues, or this is the new thing, man. Me just being judgmental. There's an old song that said, give me that old time religion that's good enough for me. And I'm saying that in our pursuit of being modern, accommodating, to being what I call leftist, right? I find that we are assuming, adopting, tolerating a number of things, which I say, at least there should be some debate about. I ain't going to throw it out of the bathwater and say, these people are just wrong. But I will openly have a debate on why I think you shouldn't be doing it, or why we never allowed it, and that what you are doing ain't really edifying yourself. You just following trends and fashion and no have no sense of self, right? Erin Green, I see you staring at me and you're like you're desperate to, but I ain't started yet.
I was at attention. You didn't see me standing at attention.
You think you're on the edge of your seat and they said, look at this woman.
The next instruction.
Go ahead, man. Go ahead. Let me grab the newspaper while you do some commentary.
I seen the picture.
Which picture are you talking about?
The one of the three Marines that we presume are newly graduated.
Yeah, they're newly graduated. Right? We ain't presuming that. That's the newly graduates.
I wanted to say this because I saw the commentary. There's a lot of commentary saying that there's a bunch of us old fogies, old head people that miserable and bitter and jealous. And jealous and bitter that these young people live in their lives, right? And I shared a post online, and I can say it here again. You know, Nuri, when I was young, I was stupid, right? But I was a special type of stupid. I was naive and stupid, right? You know what saved me? A lack of social media and cameras. That's it. That's all, right? First of all, they're Marines. Second of all, they're Marines in uniform. Third of all, they're Marines in uniform, but not properly dressed, right? One of them, at least one of them, the belt was no longer on, right? One of them looked like he had grills in his mouth.
Braces. Go ahead.
Yeah, you say braces.
I don't know.
I zoomed in deep.
It's some high-end braces that look like grills.
Yeah, that don't cover all the teeth.
Yeah.
I understand it could be braces.
Yeah. I just mean different. Right? Go ahead.
So you're Marines in uniform, but not properly dressed, right? You're Marines in uniform, not properly dressed, immediately after or before your graduation ceremony. All of that can happen. Why would you allow yourself to be documented on camera?
Not disciplined.
In that state.
Because they're not disciplined.
Right? And then it's another thing. It doesn't even look like you allowed yourself to be captured on camera. It looks like you took the picture yourself.
You posed.
So I get what some of the people are saying. Like, y'all are being so harsh on these young people. But hey, they are no longer just young people. They are Marines in the Royal Bahamas Defense Force, taking up the job, the oath of protecting the Commonwealth of the Bahamas and all of the people within it. We are allowed to have an expectation that immediately after their graduation ceremony, that they will still operate like at the highest level, at the highest standard. So yeah, I get that young people do stupid things. I was stupid. And I did stupid things. I never took a picture of it.
Yeah, because you know better. Not that you didn't do it. You just said, no, I can't do it. It caused problems.
And then for the people who are denouncing the critique of the situation, What are y'all talking about?
They are entertaining the new Bahamas. We must understand that there's a new Bahamas we are building now, and they are edifying the new Bahamas. 10, 20 years from now, this will be the norm.
Listen, judges do not socialize or fellowship or communion in common spaces with ordinary people so as to create a barrier, right? We because we are judges, we don't drink where ordinary citizens drink, right? We keep to ourselves. You know, police in the States, all the stories, the police have bars that they go to. They're known as police spots, restaurants known as police spots. Because you hang out in places that are safe because everybody's supposed to know police is hang out here. You don't do no foolishness here, right? This is supposed to be the culture. Police stay at the barracks. Defense Force, all it protects them. It protects them, right? From the risk of being engaged in criminal activity just coincidentally, right? Anyway, the point is there's a standard and we cannot accept people lowering the standard. Not for Marines.
Or the police officers, or parliamentarians.
Yeah.
We now have parliamentarians doing TikTok video dancing.
Listen, I want to talk to that as well, because that's another standard. Why do you think it's appropriate to disseminate government information on platforms with age restrictions? Mm. If the platforms say you can't be on it until you turn 18, why are you disseminating government information on it? And why is that the primary source?
The new normal. This is the new normal. Let's go to the caller. I see an article about empty houses eclipse 20. It's like 25,000 empty houses.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to talk about it. I see you call it coming up. I want to talk about it because, you know, in the past, we were talking about a housing crisis, mm-hmm. right? But we have 25,000 empty houses. But I want to know if the article give it detail on why the houses are empty. Are they dilapidated houses? Are they inside some court procedures waiting on the right title? I just find that the article could have helped me more. Because if there's 25,000 empty houses, we ain't in no housing crisis. Put them people inside one house. Let's go to the corner. Guiding Radio AM with C.A. Nuri. Go ahead.
Yeah. What happened is, right, mediocrity is the order of the day. We actually have no standards nowadays. That's the problem. I'm not surprised at what happens nowadays. I'm surprised that you're surprised mm-hmm. that whatever takes place in the country now.
Mm-hmm.
See,
I don't get it. Why does anything surprise you nowadays?
Because even the surprise is a standard. Hold on. Because even that is a standard. Because somebody has to point to this where the standard, even if it's not there.
And now we have a social media commentator like myself, right? Who are so used to us being so basic that we no longer complain. We say, man, it is what it is. Nobody wants to even point out that that's right there is a problem. We are getting used to it. This is now the new normal. So
of course,
when it gets changed, it could be so extreme. When things are odd, it'd be extreme. Say, okay, these things are older. We growing up a generation of vipers. That sound biblical. Generation of vipers.
With a lack of social awareness, a lack of spatial awareness, and a lack of regard, right? For anybody in their space. And it's unfortunate because those young people, they've been grown that way, right? This is important to make that point. These young people didn't wake up and just decide, I can be disgusting. These young people are desperately trying to navigate a world that becomes more and more difficult to navigate with integrity.
Go ahead, Carl, before I let you go.
Oh, yes. And second thing, right, with returning the housing crisis, right, the problem is a lot of people are not being qualified to get the homes, you know.
So this rental, units.
There's a long list. There's a very extreme long list of to get a house. You ever seen a list before to get a house, a government home in the Bahamas?
Yes, I've acknowledged that.
That list is at least a mile long.
But we talk about rental units.
People actually pick and choose who gets the houses, you know.
Okay, yes, sir. But thank you very much. But we're talking about rental units, that there are about 25,000 houses that people can get access to, not necessarily be able to purchase. Because those who are qualified, and once they have the money, they will definitely purchase, either from government or the private institution. But we have a housing crisis of Bahamians who can't find some place to live, not to buy. Buying is something different. I talk about just saying, Liv, yesterday I saw a lady say she have two children and she's sleeping on the beach. And I said, miss, there's supposed to be houses out there. But when you read the article saying, man, there's 25,000 empty houses all about the place. And this lady says she's on the beach with her two children. It's a conflict. It means either someone is not explaining to us why we have excess of houses and why we having people on the beach, especially women on the beach, can't find no place to live. Let's go to this caller, and then I have Aaron read that article for me. Guardian Radio AM, go ahead.
Yes, good morning, Mr. Nuri, and morning, Ms. Green.
Morning.
Morning.
Mr. Nuri, thank you for highlighting the difference, right? Because I know you would have traversed through the inner city and various places, right? You and Ms. Green and the likes, and you would have seen the number of homes that used to be plush back in the days are decrepit or dilapidated, and the people have not even met his generations. I don't know whatever, and haven't been able to afford to upgrade or maintain the homes. You have seen that with your own eyes, mm-hmm. Street, et cetera. You've seen that, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right, so thanks for that one. But I wanted to just comment on the you talking about the young men on the armed forces joining and making these signs, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's a sign of the time, and I guarantee you, this is not a sign from God. You know, we don't want to face the elephant in the room that be highly, highly, excessively gang culturized, starting from primary school. I've been saying this over and over. Most of us don't want to believe it. I don't want to say who's attributing to it. I live in the inner city, but every time you speak the truth, there's a problem. So I'll leave it at that. The Beeman people will suffer because they are not willing to acknowledge what it really is. But I'm telling you this
52.
Now.
Hold on, 52.
Yes.
Now, I am not Nuri. I naive. Corinne wouldn't let me off the front porch. So I always put that on the table. There's a degree of a lack of exposure and naivety that I have about this, right? But I remember being a young person in the 80s and 90s and watching Bahamian men take pictures. Every Bahamian man I see take pictures like gangster, except for the church man.
But for me, you know, I'm 61, so, you know, I have pictures with me in the front of Aranha gas station, like from the 80s with my friends and stuff like that. And I have pictures, like some of already deceased, but I don't see anybody making any signs. That's what I'm saying. So I'm saying that, you know, we can see the social fallout. You know, young men are shooting one another tit for tat. And we saw a 15-year-old, but nobody seems concerned. And so what happens is, and he's responsible for, you know, relatives of somebody. And so somebody has to realize the message to be sending them. This is not, a 15-year-old for me is not serious. Now, he may think he's serious, but mm-hmm. he's not. And he doesn't realize the repercussions of what he's done. But I guarantee you, he will realize the repercussions of what he's done. So we saw a young man who they say worked at Lannis was shot in Seabreeze, et cetera, you know. But if they can't see that they are paying the price for whatever they're doing, then for me, I feel as if nobody's scared because there has to be a high grade or mean some excessive intervention. Otherwise, we're going to see this and it's going to remain the same. And then you say they're on the armed forces. Well, you know what I think about the armed forces. Nobody wants to really face the dilemma that they're facing. It's culturized, it's gang culturized. Nobody wants to face that.
And so did you see the article? Hold on.
Continue to exacerbate. But I have a joke for you, Ms. Green. I just want to yuck up your vexation this morning because
I got you.
Did you see the Trump 90,000 social media posts about president for life?
No, I saw.
Why are you listening to me? I don't want you to see that. That's a nightmare for me and all. Even though I like some of the things he's doing, give thanks.
Blessings. I just wanted to ask 52 if he saw it. Caller, we come in right now. Producer, prep the next caller. If he saw the article by Keith Bell yesterday talking about this election could be nasty and he can go in the garbage can for it.
Nasty,
right?
Nasty.
The article, the PM, let's get battle ready. I got an article from 2017 where the Prime Minister say he cutting off heads mm-hmm. to secure the PLP.
Violent.
Right? Where y'all think it, you think it really... You don't think it come in from the top down?
It's permeated. It's part of our culture. Right. Violence is a part of our culture.
Look at the dialogue or the lack thereof in the Junkanoo space. Look at the language used.
Violence.
Y'all stop telling me that it's the young people who generating, who invented, who invited violence into this society. If you grew up in the 80s.
Let me throw this out. Is the JC, and I didn't even talk about it, but if you want to call in and talk about it, is the JCNP still having a separate Junkanoo parade? Why are you looking at me like that? Actually, just a question.
Because I don't want them to think I'm being disgusting. I don't know if they have I don't think that they have the capacity to pull off a separate parade.
It ain't a matter if they could do it. I actually, if they're doing it. Two different questions.
I don't think they're doing it. I hope they ain't doing it.
You're hoping.
Yeah, that's all. Like, yeah. I'm not certain.
You won't know if the Saxons and the 1958 and has roots. Are they going to rush separately from the government? That's what they said. That's what they said. And nobody having the conversation to find out, are we good? Hey, let's go to the caller. I mean, like, things like this you don't ignore. You need to conclude. This is what we're doing, or this is not what we are doing.
Because peace isn't the absence of violence. It's the presence of justice.
Yeah. Let's go. Did they supposed to be with the prime minister, too? Like, nothing like we hearing.
Just want to... Thank you for trying to change my mood. You just make me laugh. You could imagine that. The same prime minister, they say...
Yeah, the same prime minister. Yeah. Let's go to the caller so we can read this article, man. The phone light up. I mean, 12 people on the phone call. Go ahead, caller. Guardian Radio AM.
Good morning to you, too, in the studio, Aaron Green and Steer Nuri.
Good morning, sir. Morning.
Yes, I'll be having with the young men. It's not just actually the young men alone, you know. It's us as men, right? Not all of us, but some of us as men need to take the responsibility, go look for our boy child, and try to train them in the way in which they should go. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's kind of too late for some of them already, but you still got some in...
No, don't say that. Don't speak that on them, because you see how many men... No, but this is a positive moment. It's a positive moment. You see how many men in this country have reimagined themselves, have reinvented themselves. Don't say it's too late. Don't say that. Good.
But statistics show, if you don't catch them from kindergarten, you already lost them as far as getting in mischievous activities, okay?
Okay.
You have to be realistic in it. But at the end of the day, I think more men need to step up to the plate and do their duties. Have a nice day.
No, man, and caller, don't think I was disagreeing with you.
No.
Good. But I appreciate what you said plenty. I just saying, because we're having this other conversation about whether a man named Sebastian Bastian, who was involved in gaming, right?
Uh-huh.
And that we're uncertain the extent to which it was legal or illegal. Right?
Uh-huh.
We having this whole conversation about how a man like him, not him, but a man like him could redeem themselves and become a valuable part of society.
God's grace.
All right, let me ask you a quick question then.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, the boss said out of his own mouth, he has shares in 20 companies, but he is only the CEO of one. Do you know which one he is the CEO of?
No.
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 That's the first thing you got to find out.
I've been begging for a Beneficial Owners Act for
but
years.
But I'm just telling you, he has 20 companies, and he said he's only the CEO of one, and whatever one he's the CEO of, he's willing to relinquish his ownership in it as he's going to step in the frontline politics. He's been in the politics now going on 10 years, you know.
Yes.
He was a non-resident ambassador under the FNM. Now he's a non-resident ambassador under the PLP.
Mm-hmm.
Before that, that's for 15 years. This is his third time being ambassador.
It only extends your point, sir. Only extends your point. Thank you very much. Let's go to
the next caller. Then move on to the next caller.
Yeah.
Guardian Radio AM, you're live. We're trying to get everyone before Aaron start reading. Go ahead to the next caller. Guardian Radio AM, you're live.
Morning.
Morning.
Yeah. I heard you all were pointing out some of the issues in this country. Number one, I heard y'all talking about women sleeping on the beach and in cars.
Mm-hmm.
While that is a sad headline in our country, the Bible is right when he says you can have the poor with you always, because he knows, the Bible writers knew, that our people would not be thinking with good sense when they make these bad decisions. Now, a lot of the people who are suffering today is based on their bad decisions earlier in life.
What you mean?
So what?
Voting for the wrong party.
No. I ain't talking party at all.
Hmm.
Because the party don't make your decisions.
Hmm.
You make bad decisions. When you're supposed to be saving your dollar.
Oh, let me ask you a question.
But I ain't saying nothing yet.
But I want to ask you a question.
Go ahead.
So those people who Jesus encountered who made bad decisions, did he give up on them?
You shouldn't give up on them.
So that's where we are now. Let's find out ways of not giving up on them. What should we do? It's on us now.
You shouldn't give up on nobody.
No,
just like that
let's talk about,
before me.
Let's talk about what you and I can do.
Well, right now, I'm trying to live. I'm a retiree.
Okay, you can't help.
I can tell you, when you make bad decisions...
No, we talk about what we could do. No, no, not me talking about those people. We talk about what we can do. With us, me and you, what we can do.
Yeah, but the reality is, there are consequences.
So we can't do nothing. I was just making sure. I appreciate you, though.
And have these children.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
So there are consequences. Definitely. We can't count them out.
But for Jesus. But for Jesus, go I. For the grace of God. Amen. But, let's go to a commercial break. God is good, isn't he?
Thank you for your contribution, man.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Reliable and impactful printing services, look no further. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life. We stand by our quality products that is second to none. Our affordable pricing and friendly, efficient staff makes Printmasters the ultimate choice for all your printing needs. We can deliver any type of printing services, from banners to booklets to business cards. You name it, we can print it.
Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece.
It is the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
And welcome back to Guardian Radio AM. I see we have callers, but I want Aaron to input some of this narrative from the newspaper, Guardian business section. So let me have a quickly read that, and then we go straight to the callers right after that. Go ahead, Carl.
All right. So, Mr. Newry, just a note into the audience. I read the first three or four paragraphs in my section. We're going to start in the article. We're reading from the Nassau Tribune, no home shortage with 25,000 vacant dwellings, suggesting that successive administrations have wanted, quote, to be seen giving keys to persons, close quotes, for newly constructed homes for political reasons. The Fidelity chief again reiterated his proposal for the government to instead work with the banks and other commercial lenders to cure the, quote, overhang, close quotes, of distressed properties that has endured since the 2008-2009 recession. So we're talking about 17, 16 years. Is a question of the quality of the infrastructure.
20 old, empty, vacant.
He added, and not built with the Partana cement that's supposed to get stronger the longer it stands. He added that his tied up assets clogged balance sheets and dampened the willingness of lenders to extend mortgages even to home buyers who seem qualified. This is likely one factor behind the 4,000 plus drop in the number of residential dwellings owned via a mortgage in 2022. Some 19,299 compared to the 23,434 recorded when the last housing census was taken in 2010. Mr. Bose spoke out after the Institute unveiling the 2022 Census of Population and Housing revealed that around 1 in 6 residential dwellings was vacant and unoccupied, and they had increased in number by 1,429 compared to the total identified some 12 years earlier, growing from 23,631 in 2010 to 25,060 in 2022. Quote, according to the latest findings, the Bahamas recorded a total of 144,198 dwelling units in 2022. The Institute said of the census findings, of these, 82.6%, that's 119,138, were occupied, while 17.4%, 25,060 were vacant. This represents an overall increase of 17,705 dwellings compared to 2010. Quote, vacant dwellings are recorded across all islands, with the highest concentrations found on New Providence, 34.8% of dwellings being vacant, Grand Bahama, 17.2%, and Eleuthera, 10.4%. How they got 10.4% of the dwellings on Eleuthera vacant? My question is the courts a part of the problem?
Some with probate? No, I just think it's probate.
The process, not the courts itself, but the rate, the pace of the process. Probate, all of these things.
And plus, leaving wills. Yeah. Can't be dead and thing and don't leave no will and expect your family just to take the property, especially when you have disagreements. Don't let you be married and have and you had children beforehand and what call. Freeze that. You know what? A couple of you call now call them. You know, have a lot of properties on vacant on East Street.
That boy?
The number man.
Oh, I thought you was going to say.
No, the liquor man. The liquor
Kemp.
Man. Kemp. Kemp have, like, we scores from East Street North straight to East Street South. Apartment size houses, you know, empty.
If I was a different person, every time somebody asked me if I was one of Audley Kemp's daughters, I'd tell them yes, you know.
Yeah.
But I different her. I just have to tell them no.
Yeah, but you can't get a property.
Why not?
Inside and outside children fighting.
I don't look like them.
Yeah, you look like them, Kemp, for true.
Anyway, my name is John Canoe Green. I can't be a Kemp. Yeah.
Let's go to the caller stem and then we get that article with Sebastian. I always wanted him to start using his full name, you know, Sebastian. Sebastian. Sebastian sounds too familiar. People, all kind of people call him Sebastian. Call him by your full name. He's a politician. I mean, he's been a politician for 15 years.
No, he's been politically exposed.
Okay.
So he's been politically exposed for about 15 years. And we may have speculated or presumed with the first ambassador appointment that he had an affiliation with the administration, the party behind the administration that granted him the ambassadorship.
Mm-hmm.
But then when the other administration came in and it was a different party and he still got an ambassadorship, then we can't speculate party affiliation, right?
Mm-hmm.
So he's been politically exposed. Up to the point where
thanks
he
for the narrative.
Vocally, right, even when the letter came out, letter to the editor, talking about if you pay politicians better, you get a better level of governance.
Mm-hmm.
Even then, we didn't know if he was affiliated formally with a political party, even though we knew that he's trying to affiliate himself formally with politics.
Okay, let's go to the call. Move on to the next one. Guided Radio AM, go ahead. You're live. Radio AM, you're live. I try to get all y'all in before Aaron start reading again. No, you're not there? Call back. Now, I get that. Oh, you call again? Let's go to the call. Go ahead. Guardian Radio AM. Let's get that Sebastian article.
Wait, but you don't want to talk about the stolen school bus recovered, but police still searching for thieves?
Leave the school bus alone, man.
That's what I wanted to tell them, but it was the blind.
You live call.
It's the deaf people bus, man.
No, because the people couldn't see.
No, they're deaf.
No. The person who stole the bus couldn't see. That was for the deaf. They couldn't see. Because if they saw it for the deaf, they was going to be alone.
Because I know the deaf people couldn't hear foolishness happening around them.
There you go. Let's go call it. Guardian Radio AM.
Hey, good morning, Aaron. Good morning, Cecil.
Morning, sir.
Let me ask y'all a question. And I can take the politics out of it, but you all want to put politics in it. You know, if someone else won't call and text, that's their business. But
now,
listen to me.
There may be politics involved, but not partisan politics.
Okay, question. Okay.
Go ahead.
Question. If hypothetically, I'm going to use me as an example. I'm going to use a hypothetical example.
Uh-huh.
If my parents grow me up in a home, right, and my parents say, do it, just right, just wrong, right, and as I get older, I decide now to go wrong, who do I blame?
It depends on how old you were when you decided to go wrong.
Okay, let's say the average of 14, 13, 14, 15.
It all depends on your environment also.
Listen to me. I am a part of a basketball team with youths. Right?
What the basketball team name?
Miller Time Ballers.
Good.
Leslie Miller is the co-founder. I was the co-founder. I don't go into my personal business.
Why not?
But anyway, saying to you, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I realize in this country?
Mm-hmm.
That we have a lot of sperm donors.
Okay.
All right? We have what you call fathers who help bring the children in the world and decide now to go other ways. So what happens is that you have a lot of single moms that I have discovered. All right? And they don't have the will and the know-how to bring up these children. Whether you live in a sub like conditioned area, there are so many broken homes.
So what should we do to it?
What should we do?
That's where we are.
This is what we should do. And I said it to the government and now I'll say it to you guys. What we need to do is go back to basics.
What's the basics?
My 5 cents of basics is you gotta demand. You got to put your foot down. In other words, you can't be having children come to school with their pants dropped down you know, high as could be.
All of that is moot as long as these children continue to observe adults and adults in positions
because,
of authority doing the wrong thing.
Listen to what I'm saying to you. Listen to what I'm saying to you. If you grow up in a home and the pattern of your home is to try to be decent, respectable, and respect people's things, don't go out there and rob and thief and kill nobody.
Mm-hmm.
You can try to continue on. Some children can get it and some ain't gonna get it. And I can be real with y'all today on this radio. You got some children that I work with, and I think I told you all a story before. This guy, this little boy used to work for me when I had the car wash years ago, right, when I used to be around Leslie Miller.
Uh-huh.
This is mommy begged me, you know, Cecil there, and give him a job. I give him a job, you know. I say now, when you see school open up now, he getting ready, he saving tips and he just paying whatever to buy little school things. You know what the young man going to buy?
What did he buy?
He buy a gun.
Well,
you know who he is right now? I think he plans to bury him in Spikenard or one of them government graveyards. Soldier Road. So, don't matter what you teach some of these children. If they ain't catching it, Aaron, they can tell you straight up.
I appreciate you,
man. Boss man, let me leave you with this. This is what they tell you straight up. I can ride or I can die. And that's the reality of life, bro. You all have a good day.
And I appreciate you doing it, and I don't want you to give up.
Ministry of Education can't teach children, but children must teach themselves.
I appreciate what you're doing with Leslie Miller and your continued basketball efforts and everything, and I don't want you to give up. Every hand needs to be to the wheel pushing, or to the car pushing. Let's go to the next caller. We have another article we want to read before we go. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, good morning.
Good morning.
You know, the lady who was calling, I think she was on to something, you know.
What was she on? Go ahead.
Hello. You know.
Go ahead.
You do the best you could do. Like, for instance, you, right? I know you might have lived in a funny area.
Yeah, man.
But see what you come out to be, right?
That doesn't mean I wasn't bad.
Huh?
That doesn't mean I wasn't bad.
I can hear you do good. But
he's
anyway,
saying that doesn't mean he wasn't bad and what's implied in
what
that.
I mean, well, he was bad. But you got degrees and so forth.
What's inferred from that is, and it's something that I iterated earlier, is that if we are being realistic and we and practice spatial awareness and we look around us, we'll see so many young people, so many old people that were those very same young people, but the difference is what was poured into them. The grace that was continually extended to them.
My mother, my step, give me any grace. I come home and I had to read. I come home and I had to do homework.
That's grace.
Or they box me around. We need more people to be vested into their children.
See, that's how you come up and that's how you was raised. And then you come up to be something good.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we talking about the belt, how they wear their pants and things. Now, when they go in the fence for us, they can't do that.
Can they not?
We saw the picture.
We saw the picture. With them
saw the picture.
Their uniform.
No,
the proper uniform.
But I didn't saw the reason once. I probably wrong in that. But again, it's a mindset thing. You have to think on top of the line, and then you will come up good on top of the line. Some people just you ain't thinking on top of the line. Then we got this thing with blaming the government. Now let me touch on one more point.
Go ahead.
The next point I want to touch on this housing problem.
Mm-hmm.
We got land around here.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why in the world the government don't start the housing program, building the house. The house don't have to cost that amount of money. What they
government build house all the time, man.
Huh?
Government build house every day.
Yeah, but that kind of price what they be charging.
Things
it
expensive.
Don't have to be that high.
Things expensive.
You know?
Is it possible?
You check the contractor, get most of the money, and some of the house. The contractor shouldn't be charging that big money.
So you want to lower the contractor price?
You know?
You want to lower the contractor price?
Yeah, right. Lower the contractor price.
So you know he got to hire immigrants, right? We try to avoid hiring immigrants.
No, man. Listen. You got to pay those immigrants get like $120.
That's why the housing price is expensive. You're going straight back to what I said.
Yeah, but how long it take you to get $120, one get $80. You put pay in the paper, you will see where all this expense don't have to be a lot. I think they could cut down on the price. We have the land here. Like when they're building your land, they could build some houses and give it to the people who qualify. When we made it, we are too greedy, and some of the politicians, them, you know, they looking for this and looking for that. We could do better than we doing with housing.
I hear you. Another break?
I don't like you no more, producer.
I don't like you no more. I'm just joking. I don't like you no more. We can take this quick break. When we come back, I see you guys on the phone. We still got to read that article about Sebastian Bastian. We're taking a quick break here, and we'll be right back to continue the conversation. What I'll do is I'll come back to the callers first, if you don't hang up, and then I'll have Aaron read. We'll be right back.
Are you searching for something new? Something exciting? Your dream job in paradise? Well, look no further. Royal Beach Club Paradise Island is hiring. Join a dynamic group of passionate hospitality professionals, craft unforgettable moments, and thrive in a vibrant, welcoming atmosphere. Play your part in shaping the future of our team while growing your own career every day. Bring your energy, your passion, and your creativity to a workplace that's as dynamic and fun as you are. At Royal Beach Club Paradise Island, the opportunities don't just exist. They're limitless. So are you ready to find your perfect fit? Visit Royal Beach Club at paradiseisland.com/career today and step into a world of exciting possibilities.
Loss of family members is very isolating, and people who have experienced loss appreciate when others have shared their grief. If you can't be there in person, go to the Nassau Guardians website online at the Nassau Guardians Visit Our Obituary link. The Nassau Guardians Interactive Obituary link allows you to read the funeral announcement, express condolences, or place photos on the online guestbook for one full year. Losing a loved one is painful, but that pain isn't the worst thing to happen. Friends, loved ones, colleagues, and neighbors who ignore the loss compound the pain. Should the bereaved family wish to place the obituary and photos on our obituary site, just contact the Guardian's Funeral Industry Partners or the Nassau Guardian. Remember, there isn't one magic right thing to say to someone experiencing loss that will make the loss less painful or easier to bear. The Nassau Guardian's obituary link, available online at thenassauguardian.com.
This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM.
I see you there back, Wally. You tell the producer I need to take two breaks. It's you, Wally. I believe in you. I can't wait until my regular producer come back. You need to get disciplined, Wally. You need to get disciplined. You know, I believe you. Believe I believe you're one of them PLP. Let's go to the caller. Guardian Radio 8 a.m. Welcome. I watch it, Wally. You know, I only need two commercial breaks. Go ahead, caller.
Yes. Good morning to you, Nui, and to you, Ms. Green. Just let me go through some points without me. You know, I'm getting older, so my memory is not getting good. You know, I say it's not as good as it used to be. Okay. First of all, I hear people talking. Housing is a product, home ownership is a position. Housing refers to physical structures and systems, apartments, duplexes, family, home, condos, etc. It's the supply side of the equation. Home ownership is a legal and economic state of possession and control. It's where it's tied to wealth and asset, etc. So housing is an economic good that meets a social need, shelter. Home ownership is a wealth position that produces financial and psychological stability. Now, we blend those in our conversation concerning the needs. Mr. Bowe spoke about housing. I mean, the national statistical people talk about housing. So the question then becomes is when you put a value on each of those housing and you use the figure of 1% of those to value those houses. You can't rent a house to an individual for less than its cost. Let me put a caveat. There are methods to which you could address the housing affordability crisis in the Bahamas. But those methods require two things, one from government and one from private sector. Each one addresses a particular need. As an example, my wife and I are working on the private sector need. hopefully the FNM will explain what they mean on the government side in the shortest period of time. And so once we have these definitions, then we can look at the economic impact and the reality of how our economy is performing. And I used this example, Ms. Green, to you before. The GDP, we say, is $35,000 per person. But that counts every single man, boy, child, children, everything. So when you extrapolate from that, you probably go around $72,000 a year. But if you use the government home as an example, if you were to get a $200,000 government home, and it, 20 years, you pay about $1,450. 25 years, you pay $1,300. And 30 years, you pay $1,200 a month. So even if you take the lowest part of the $1,200 a month and times that by three, which is using economics of 33% debt-to-income ratio, whatever you're going to use, and then you times that by 12, so now you're already at $3,600 divided by 12. I don't know exactly what that is, right?
Okay.
Maybe somebody else will do it.
Let me ask you this quick question before you go. The FNM contesting the by-election or not?
Say it again?
The FNM contesting the by-election?
I don't know. But, okay. You know.
That's all I want to need. Let's go to the next caller. Guardian Radio AM. No? Go to the next one, Wally. Guardian Radio AM. Go ahead.
Good morning, Dr. In the way so long with you and Aaron Neary.
Good morning.
You know, I don't think anybody can put a value on people. Okay? Because people's lives are different, okay? And it costs some more than others to live. Other thing is, right, this is my main point. I don't think
Hello? Hello? Okay, something went wrong. Let's go read that article about Sabas and this media thing.
Jones, media executives should resign before entering politics. Today's Tribune. Bahamas Ambassador to the United States, Wendell Jones, says media executives who want to enter politics must first resign to avoid conflicts of interest, even as he praised journalists who make the transition from the newsroom to public life. Quote, "You cannot be serving as an executive in a media company and immediately jump into politics," close quotes. He said, quote, "I believe that a resignation at the appropriate time is necessary and then you get involved," close quotes. His remarks come as several media heavyweights pursue frontline politics. Sabas Bastian, who has controlling power in Eyewitness News, was ratified as the PLP's Fort Charlotte candidate last week. Tribune President Robert DePuch Caron is seeking the PLP's nomination in MICAL, and ZNS General Manager Clint Watson is seeking the PLP nomination for Southern Shores. Mr. Neary, you want to check The Guardian as well? Because we could read from that one also quickly. The Free National Movement has called for Mr. Watson to resign or be removed, citing general orders which govern public service operations. Mr. Jones, a veteran broadcaster and former head of Jones Communications, said some of the best politicians have come from media, citing former ministers O.B. Wilchcombe and Fred Mitchell, and U.S. President John F. Kennedy. He also noted that former Governor General Sir Arthur Folks edited both the Tribune and the Bahamian Times before entering public life. Quote, "I think it is a positive for media people to get involved in politics after a while, but your entry have to be done properly," close quotes. He said, quote, "You cannot be serving as an executive in a media company and immediately jump into politics. I believe that a resignation at the appropriate time is necessary, and then you get involved," close quotes. Mr. Jones warned that aspiring politicians from the media must be better prepared than many who now enter public life. He said journalists are well positioned to serve, but must protect their credibility by upholding ethics and independence. Quote, "We have in our country today the dumbing down of media in so many ways, because I don't think some reporters are as prepared as they should be for the task at hand," close quotes, he said. Quote, "There are far many people who are working today who really do not have the grasp of issues, both local as well as international," close quotes. He said, too many reporters fail to read widely enough to produce the informed journalism the public deserves. Then there is today's Guardian. Sabas not involved. Officials say Bastian does not have day-to-day oversight of Eyewitness News. G- Gershon Major, CEO of Verizon Media Group, the parent company of Eyewitness News, said yesterday that Sebas Bastian does not have any direct oversight or involvement in the day-to-day operations of Eyewitness News. Quote, since I assumed the role of chief executive officer 5 years ago, as it relates to our chairman of Verizon Media Group, His Excellency Sebastian Bastian, he has not had nor does he have any direct operational oversight or involvement in the day-to-day operations of the company. As a matter of fact, this preceded his recent political aspirations, close quotes, Major told the Nassau Guardian yesterday. See, that's not the...
What you pause there?
Yeah.
You ever notice how many times Sebastian Bastian is featured on Eyewitness News? Like, constantly, it's like a narrative. Yet, they say he has no influence. But
he had to pay for those ads?
I don't know if he had to pay for it, but I know he's a star on there. So you might say he don't have any influence, but he's definitely influential because he's there this whole week, he being featured. I don't know why. I'm just saying.
Well, I mean, here's the thing.
He ain't featured on no other radio, no other media station.
Not being involved in the day-to-day business of the company, not being involved at the board level either, right? Because there's two separate things. Does not necessarily mean that individual has no influence.
Especially if you're featured every week. Let me go to this caller first and then we continue reading. Go ahead, caller. We're going to quickly get you in 30 seconds. Wally, my caller. Thank you very much. Go ahead, caller. Guardian Radio. Guardian Radio. See, I bought a Wally and you won't even come on the line, caller. Finish me. Sorry about that, Wally. See, I can apologize. I smack. Oh, he's back. No, he's back, Wally. He's back. Hang up, see? I just didn't leave Wally alone. Just leave. He's back again, Wally. He's back. See?
Listen, if you're having difficulty reaching the show at 323-6232, you can also try 325-4316. That's 325-4316 and 325-4259. 325-4259. 242-5300-5720. That's 242-300-5720.
I have 2 minutes.
For Family Island listeners,
I have two
toll
minutes.
Free.
I have 2 minutes, Wally. I see you playing the music. I still got to use my 2 minutes. Go, no, I ain't answering that caller. Caller, help me with goon. Let's go to the read that article.
Major said Eyewitness News' reporting will not suffer. Quote, our journalists at Eyewitness News are seasoned industry professionals who joined our organization precisely because of the journalistic ethos and autonomy they're able to exercise here, close quotes, Major said. Quote, facts, accuracy, and balance in any story we produce will always remain the foundational tenets we stand on. Close quotes.
I just want to read that into the record. I enjoyed the show. Thank you very much, Wally. Thank you very much, April. I never got the next producer name. What his name is, Wally?
Once it ain't Junkanoo Green.
You can't have Junkanoo. That's copyrighted. What? Tico? Thank you very much, Tico. I got to give everyone recognition. Yeah, man, you're waving down. I don't like 2 commercial breaks, by the way, Tico. Don't mind, Wally.
Don't mind, Mr. Nuri.
One
we love...
Don't worry about that. 1 commercial break.
Don't mind, Mr. Nuri, Tico. We love commercial breaks at the Nassau Guardian. Guardian Talk Radio, 96.9 FM.
I have a lot of things to say. 11:45. A lot of things to say. This has been Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Nuri. Thank you very much, Aaron Green. Thank you very much, producers. Have a beautiful day.